It's classroom time for all you men and women in the armed forces of the United Nations. Time for a rebroadcast of the College of Musical Knowledge. And here's the old professor himself, Kay Kaiser.
Evening, folks. How are y'all? Well, that's good. Tonight, the old college is alive with jive and fizzing with quizzing, and we're holding class at Student
Camp Anza!
Camp Anza. That's right, children. Camp Anza. The Army calls it a sort of way station. Yes? A way station. You wish for a way to get away, but before you find a way, you're on your way.
Excuse me, Fess, you keep referring to this place as Camp Anza. I'll have you know that this camp is known locally as Vaccination Villa.
Vaccination Villa? So the men get their shots here.
That's right, Fess. The men spend half of their time getting shots and the rest of their time getting half shot.
Tell me, Dean Bill Foreman, who are these charming people clustered around teacher's desk?
Why, these are our 6 volunteer candidates for degrees and $140 in war bond prizes, and they also each get a chance at tonight's $400 cash bonus.
Oh, well, scholars, in a minute we'll get down to cases, but first we got to have dancing time, so parents and teachers, take your places. Co-eds, fix your faces, and come on, children, yes, kick over the traces. Here we go.
When I've got my arms around you and we're going for a walk, must you yada-da, 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 talk, talk, talk. When we're sitting close together in a cozy taxi cab, must you yada-da, 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 gab, gab, gab. Aristotle, mathematics, economics, antique chairs, the classics, the comics, darling, who cares? There's a brand new moon this evening, and the weather should be fine. If you yada-da, 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 same old line, I'll politely close your lips with mine.
Oh, that Dolly Mitchell's gonna say something to me now. Dolly.
Say, Kay,
yes.
When the parlor lights are lowered,
yes,
and we're all alone,
yes,
what are you going to say to me? Yakada, 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 talk, talk, talk. Kay, when you've got your arms around me,
yes,
and I'm sitting on your lap,
uh-huh,
what will you say then, Kay? Yakada, 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 yap, yap, yap. Forward passes, stolen bases, for a jockey who is hot, or fashions, or waltzing, darling, so what? Well, I'll attempt another evening.
Fine.
You can call for me at 9. But if you yada-da, 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 same old line.
Oh, what, Dolly?
I'll politely close your lips with mine.
Oh, shucks, Amalia, I'd like that.
Now, don't forget, you'll call for me at 9.
I'll be there at 9.
Hello, Kay.
Hello.
How do you like my new hairdo? Do you like my perfume? I'm wearing that tight-fitting dress you like.
Well, come on, Kay. What do you say?
Boring!
Now you're talking.
The first semester, freshman front and center. Class will come to order for musical degrees, so put away your bean flippers and bubble gum, because here is our academic stumble bum, our plum dumb Abner without his lum, that chum of a crumb whose skull is numb, Kay Kaiser.
Wiggle my ears and dry my tears, freshman. Welcome to the first examination. Now, don't get nervous and uneasy, because the first classes are easy for $140 in war bond prizes. But, after that, we're going to raise Kane, because tonight our $400 cash bonus will really sprain your brain.
Mr. Kane.
Yes?
You say your students want to strain the brain?
Yes.
You say you ought to take a look at a book?
Yes.
Tell you what I'm going to do. I represent Dr. Horatio P. Coldspot's formidable, factitious, fabulous, farinaceous, and fabricating 5-foot shelf of books.
Well, fine, but how do you use this library?
I'm glad you asked me that question, friend.
Oh.
Now, suppose you want to raise chickens.
Yes.
You simply look under chickens.
And what do I find?
Little chickens. Now, suppose you wish to find out how chickens should be fed. What do you look under?
Well, I look under fed.
You say you look under fed?
Yes.
You say you don't get enough to eat? Tell you what I'm going to do.
No. I don't mean that. I mean, well, now suppose I want to find something about a battleship. Where do I look?
Why, you look under the seas.
Seas? Why, for battleships, you mean under the bees.
Yes, but if you want to find the Jap battleships, you look under the seas. Yaman, yamana. And now, friends, let's turn to the chapter on underwear. And very interesting reading. By the way, have you read underwear?
Yes, I've read underwear.
Ticklish, aren't they? Now, friend, in discussing the use of long underwear, in the East, they prefer the open door policy. But at this camp, it's different.
Well, why is it different out here?
At this camp, you would have to keep your trap shut.
All right, here's our first scholar, ready to make his tries for the $50 war bond prize and a chance at tonight's Kaiser College Scholarship, a $400 cash bonus, and it is Corporal Joseph Gendron from Concord, New Hampshire. Hey! New Hampshire boy. Say, Joseph, A.R. Corbett of Pensacola, Florida, says he wants us to give you a 1945 version of an old-fashioned nursery rhyme. Here it is. Little Jack Horner sat in the corner eating his Christmas pie. He stuck in his thumb and pulled out a plum and said, "Darn it, I'd much rather have..." Says, "I'd much rather have..."
Candy.
You didn't hear anybody say candy out there, did you? Oh, man. Oh, boy, candy. There's old Henry himself right there. I'd rather have candy. That's right. Say, you know, when these soldiers start back from a 20-mile hike, do you know what they say to the sergeant? Well, they say, "Hey, Sarge, when we start back..." Oh, that bum old man gets so mad. Yeah, the soldiers say when they start back from a hike, they say, "Sarge,
let's take the long way home."
You can bet me they don't say that. Well, come on, Corporal Douglas D. Giles. He has had 6 years in the service, 30 months in the Aleutians, and his home is Olympic Washington. All right. Now, Corporal Giles, Rudy Capullo of Cliffside Park, New Jersey, says the proverbs are the distilled wisdom of mankind. But the proverbs he sent in are a little mixed up. Now, we want you to help us straighten out these proverbs. First, he who makes his own bed is in the army. What's the correct way for that proverb to go? You know, you made your own bed.
Now,
you must lie in it. That's right. You must lie in it. Second, a bird in the hand is worth two from the audience. A bird in the hand is worth
two in the bush.
Worth two in the bush, that's right. Third, it's a long lane that has no turner. What is that?
It's a long lane that has no turning.
That's so right. Yes, sir. And it seems like everyone that you all hike on is one of those, isn't it, huh? Say, where there's life, there's usually look, pick, time, and the latest home journal. Where there's life,
there's hope.
Yes, sir. That's right.
Speaking of pictures, was that your girl's picture in Time?
Why, sure, Ferdy. My girl's face finally cracked Time.
I don't blame it after the way Time has cracked your girl's face.
And now, here is Sergeant Matty Stepanski. Oh, Stepanski from Jersey City, New Jersey. Here we go. Well, Mr. Sergeant Stepanski, my name is Kosowski. It's civilian third class. Now, Mr. Stepanski, Mrs. Don Taylor of Pensacola, Florida, asked, what clever couple of the airlines come on the air Sundays with this radio theme? All right, what radio?
Harriet Hilliard and Ozzie Nelson.
Ozzie Nelson, Harriet Hilliard. Are they husband and wife in real life?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir, they certainly are. Can you name one famous figure in our government whose last name is Nelson? His first name is the same as a famous duck.
Donald Nelson.
How'd he get there? That's right. He's the president's personal envoy to China. That's right. Donald Nelson. Donald's the duck, and Nelson is no quack, I'll guarantee you. Thank you very much.
The winner of the first exam, Fess.
All right. We have a winner. Dean, tell me. Tell me what the judges say. Is it yay or is it nay? I said, is it yay or is it nay? Thanks, nay. I think we'd better cut out this horseplay and name the winner. It is contestant number one, Corporal Joseph Gendron from Concord, New Hampshire. Ah, you certainly know your oats. And for nimble wits and base hits, we confer upon you a doctorate of danceology and give you this first prize, a $50 war bond. Now the other two get $10 in stamps. And now it's endowment night in Kaiser College. We hand over to you four reasonable facsimiles of a fortune. It's $400 in cash or 8 months basic pay. So take these $400 bills and fondle and squeeze them and think of the thrills you might get, but not yet. For the final proof of who owns those things will come when you meet the second round winner and both of you strain your brains. So, pal, sweat it out. And now, till and bend an ear to the town criers, and believe me, it's good ear bending.
Evelina, won't you pay a little mind to that moon?
Maybe.
Evelina, ain't you bothered by the bobolinks too?
Maybe, baby.
Tell me how long you're gonna keep delaying a day. Don't you reckon it's wrong?
Evelina, won't you pay a little mind to me soon?
Wake up, the earth is fair, the fruit is fine, but what's the use of smelling, watermelon, clinging to the other fellow's mind?
Evelina, won't you roll off that vine and be mine?
Evelina, Evelina. Roll off of that vine, be mine. Water, and on the other fella's mind, Eveline, roll off.
is Georgia Carroll. Oh, Georgia has a beautiful song tonight. Turn it on, gorgeous.
When I want rain, I get sunny weather. I'm just as blue as the sky. Since love is gone, can't pull myself together. Guess I'll hang my tears out to dry. Friends ask me out, I tell them I'm busy. Must get a new alibi. I stay at home and ask myself, where is he? Guess I'll hang my tears out to dry. Dry little teardrops, my little teardrops hanging on a string of dreams. Fly little memories, my little memories remind him of our crazy scheme. Somebody said, just forget about him. I gave that treatment a try. Strangely enough, I got along without him. Then one day he passed me right by. Oh well, I guess I'll hang my tears out to dry. Got along without him. Then one day he passed me right by. Guess I'll hang my tears out to dry.
Second semester, Fest.
And our first second rounder scholar to try for our war bond prizes and our $400 cash bonus is Corporal Henry Timberman. Timberman, is that right?
That's right.
Timberman from Los Angeles, California. Hey, Henry, Rita DeRita of Providence, Rhode Island wants me to ask you to name this nursery rhyme.
A tisket, a tasket.
A tisket, a tasket is right. Now, here are the words to another one. Polly, wally, doodle all the day. And we want you to dash off a little vocal endeavor for us. Give the children a large charge. Give us a pitch, Lyman. Sing that.
Oh. Oh, I went down south for to see my gal sing Polly, wally, doodle all the day.
Wait a minute, wait a minute. Whoa, hold it. I can see right now that you can sing, boy. Oh, this is too easy. Let's kind of make it a little harder for him. Now, you sing it over again. As you sing Polly Wally Doodle all day, the boys are going to play Tisket a Tasket, and I'll be in Riverside before you. Now, I'll give it two counts, and here we go together. You ready? One, two.
Oh, south for to see my gal sing Polly Wally Doodle all the day.
Don't let him
you. Oh, my Sally and my spunky gal sing Polly Wally Doodle all the day. Fare thee well, fare thee well, fare thee well, my fairy way.
Hey,
I'm a going to
was really swell. Boy, that's wonderful. I couldn't stay on pitch without Tisket a Tasket behind me. It's crowded Leroy Short. After France, 5 months in France, he's back home, and his home is Los Angeles. All right, Leroy, it's tonight's Right or Wrong, and Betty Groff of Mount Pleasant, Iowa, wants you to say right or wrong to the following statements. Is this right or wrong? Fantasia is not the name of a country. Right or wrong?
Right.
You're right. That is the right. Second, the following notes are the NBC chimes.
No.
I beg your pardon?
Wrong.
You're right. That is wrong. Third, Sophie Tucker is Tommy Tucker's mother. Right or wrong?
Wrong.
You're right. That's right. Who said could be? That's not fair. It isn't true. Besides, by the way, Sophie Tucker has a swell new book out called The Last of the Red Hot Mamas. Is this right or wrong? Benjamin Franklin founded the Saturday Evening Post. Right or wrong?
Right.
You say that's right? Benjamin right. Franklin founded the Saturday Evening Post.
That's right.
Right. He says that. That's right. The Post is a fine magazine, too.
I like Esquire better.
Oh, Ferdy, you like Esquire better than the Saturday Evening Post, huh? Well, when did you ever read Esquire?
Oh, is there reading in it, too?
I wonder what he means. And now it's private first class. It's George Churchill from Miami, Florida. Hey! You came from Florida. The Chamber of Commerce sent you out to see if it's true what they say about California?
That's right.
I see. Here we go. Don't answer that. Here we go now, Brother Churchill. Mary Privette of Madison, Wisconsin says we ought to invite some guest orchestra leaders to the college. And so through the fingers of Lyman Gandy, tell us what great artist is here in spirit. That's his theme song, absolutely. What's the name of who?
Vincent Lopez.
Vincent Lopez. His theme is Nola, that's right. Who says Lopez speaking?
Lopez.
Well, Lopez! That almost tricked him there. And now, watch out for this orchestra leader. See if you can tell us who's in the college now. Lyman also sings like him a little bit. Listen.
Journey just for you and only you. You just you.
Lyman and Percy, boy, he goes all the way. Who is that?
Little Jack Little.
Little Jack Little, that's right. Thank you very much.
Here's the second winner, Pets.
The second winner. And it is. It's a tie. It's a tie between which one? All three. It's a three-way tie. Contestant number one, two, and three, they're all three tied, and therefore all three of you go into the Brainbuster Tribe with the winner of the first round. Yes, sir, all three of you get a first prize of a crisp, brand-new $50 war bun. And you also all get a chance for $400 more when we have our Brainbuster question later on. You and our first winner buck heads for the dough in just a few minutes in the final heat. So while we have dancing time, relax, pal, and don't get cold feet.
Mr. Cash.
Yes?
You say you've got cold feet?
Well,
you say your Tootsies are frozen assets? Tell you what I'm going to do. I represent Dr. Horatio P. Cold Spot's electric foot warmer complete with socket. You'll have to hurry, Navy. You'll have to hurry. I have only one set left, and it goes to the highest bidder. How much am I bid for this electric foot warmer complete with socket?
Listen, you're nothing but a witch doctor. You belong in Haiti.
What did you say, friend?
I said Haiti.
Sold to Mr. Kaiser for $80.
All right, all right. Here's your money. Here's your money.
And here's your electric foot warmer complete with socket.
Hey, wait a minute. This is just a ping pong paddle. Where's the socket?
When your feet get cold, you take one foot in your left hand, the paddle in your right hand, and you sock it.
Thank you.
College frames your brain in Kaiser Hall at three for all for $400.
Well, thank you, Dean. Bill Foreman, this is a very unusual situation. We have our four winning scholars, who are Corporal Joseph Gendron from Concord, New Hampshire, Corporal Henry Timmerman from Los Angeles, Private Leroy Short, Los Angeles, Private First Class George Churchill from Miami, Florida. Yes, sir, they are here to make a splash for that extra $400 in cash.
Mr. Kaiser.
Yes.
You say you want to make a splash?
Yes.
You say you want to go into a dive? Tell you what I'm going to do.
Get out of here! Go on. All right, folks. This is the playoff. This is the playoff for the big payoff. So remember the rules. No coaching, no hints from the student body, no hints of any kind, please, from the audience. This is on the up and up for a lot of green stuff. So please be fair. Now the college clock will tick off just 30 seconds after I ask the old brain buster duster. One question only, and the first man to answer correctly gets the money. But if you both or all four of you should miss the money, it goes over again to next week and become a $500 bonus when we hold class next week with a unit of Uncle Sam's amphibious forces. Now, don't let those men of amphibs holler dibs with your money. Here we go to sprain your brain. The question, who is our present ambassador to England? For hold it, man's got it before the clock even starts. Hold it, what's your name?
Joseph Gendron, Concord, New Hampshire.
Joseph Gendron from Concord, New Hampshire, and he got the answer before the clock could even start. Hold it. $400! Oh, man, that's 8 months' basic pay. $400. And who did you say it was?
John Winan from Concord, New Hampshire.
Oh, that's his... Oh! You mean he's from your hometown?
That's right.
Oh, how do you like that? Well, that's on the level. How are we to know? Absolutely. That's absolutely right. You're $400 richer. Oh, man, that was exciting. And for staying in there fighting, both our top scholars go home with $50 war bonds. The other quartet can cover some bets with their $10 in stamps.
This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.